The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. I am your host, Alan Bell. We got a great show lined up for you today. And I'll tell you what, let's not waste any time. Let's get right to it. And look, just me and prop stars today. Props, my man. All right, first off, how's your fourth been so far? How's been your holiday weekend? And two, Kevin Durant, dude, talk to me, man.
Yeah, it's been good, AB. It's 4th of July and parts unknown. Looking forward to catching some fireworks tonight. There's some fireworks happening in the NBA, though, AB. The Nets have made it clear they're going to expect a massive haul in return for Durant in any possible trade. According to Woj, this could include multiple first-round picks and an all-star level player. The Raptors have been rumored to put together a strong package for Durant, but they are hesitant to include their star rookie forward, Scottie Barnes. We saw him have an absolutely sensational rookie season. We'll see how things develop. This is a testament to how good Barnes was this year and just how highly Toronto thinks of him after his rookie year. It's rumored that the Raptors are offering a package of Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, and draft picks, but the Nets, however, would really like Toronto to include Scottie Barnes, but they don't seem interested or willing to budge. Will be fascinating to see if the Raptors are able to swing a deal without including Barnes. And after the Kings ransom also that Utah received from Minnesota for Rudy Gobert, the Nets are likely just to really expect a massive haul in return for KD. Wherever he ends up landing, it's going to instantly turn that team into instant title contenders. And if he's dealt to a team like the Raptors, it wouldn't surprise me to see them become the title favorites after acquiring Durant, either AB.
Man, that's a great point, right? And, you know, I didn't even think about that in terms of what Utah got in that trade. All of the draft picks, like, that certainly didn't help this situation or the Raptors or anybody trying to trade for KD, because one, it's KD, and two, yeah, you're going to definitely have to give up some draft picks in that. But if you're going for KD, you're trying to win now, so totally get it on that one. All right, let's get into our plays for today. First up, all right, I'll go quick and then let you run with it, my man. I'm going to go the Mets and Reds game today, okay? Look, both teams to score 3 runs or more. It's priced at minus 160, so I get it. There's some juice involved in there. But we've got two nice matchups in terms of hitting against both pitchers, especially for the Mets. But their, you know, team total runs, like 4.5 was like near 200 minus, right? So it's just too much. But I think that the Reds are going to have their opportunity to score runs as well, right? So that's where we're going to go with Mets, Reds, both teams to score 3 runs or more. 3 gets us on both sides, right? That's all we got to get. So we're going to roll with that. Prop stars, I throw it to you. You got one play. What you got, my man?
Yeah, I do. I really like that play, by the way, AB, especially with Hunter Green, Tijuan Walker on the mound for the Mets and Reds, respectively. Both those guys can get hit hard and give up a ton of runs real quick. That leads me to my pick, which is Dodgers, hurler, lefty, southpaw, Julio Urias, under 5.5 strikeouts. This is juice. I made it the feature. My feature article play earlier in the day, but going back to the well, I love this line. He's failed to eclipse this line in 10 of his 15 starts this season, averaging 5.06 strikeouts per start, facing an average of 21.6 batters per game. This is just a big number for him, in addition to a very tough matchup on paper. Rockies are only averaging 7.76 strikeouts per game. That's the 7th fewest strikeouts in the majors. They're even tougher against opposing lefties. 18.9% K rate. That's the 3rd lowest in the league, AB. He's already faced the Rockies twice this season, held under this line in both of those starts as well. He has 14 career starts against Colorado, only tallied 6 strikeouts in 4 of those matchups. My model has Urias projected at 4.98 strikeouts, which is a nice edge as well. I'd play this prop probably down to about minus 165.
My man, prop stars. I love it. You know what? And it's awesome, man. I love being on a show, just me and you cutting it up, man. It's a good time. So, man, that's all the time that we have for today. It's about the damage that we can do. So, everybody, as always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.